Robin Von Seldenek is the CEO of the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library and Museum in Stanton. Robin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me to be part of this conversation, Chris.
So with the museum being closed right now to the public, I wanted to bring you on to discuss how the library is still serving the community with the History at Home program. Can you describe what this is all about?
We feel very strongly that even though our doors are physically closed to our visitors and our community, that there were many other ways that we could reach out. And one of the ways that we decided to do that is to take some of the programming that we currently do for our visitors when they were on site and provide those virtually. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we're covering a wide variety of subjects. Our most popular program we're actually bringing back is Woodrow Wilson and the flu pandemic in 1918 and the parallels there. But we cover everything from World War I and propaganda.
So Woodrow Wilson was dealing with something similar then back in 1918.
That's exactly right. And so there are lots of parallels that we can look at how the flu pandemic was handled in 1918 and compare it to how it's being handled today. A wonderful opportunity for people to hear a little more about that.
You know, it would have been a lot easier for you to just close the shop up, close the doors and say, you know, we'll be back when this is all over. So I'm wondering, what kind of discussions did you have about, like, what can we do to continue the library, to continue bringing all of this information to the community?
We still believe it's our mission to get those educational resources out there, and it may be more important now than ever because so many kids are at home. Parents are looking for options for educational resources, so we felt that this was a great opportunity for us to step up and to provide this resource. And we're finding that people are logging in as families. We have senior retirement centers that are logging in. So we really are running the gamut, and it feels so good to be able to provide this.
Robin Von Seldenek is the CEO of the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library and Museum in Stanton. It's beautiful that you're continuing the work. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Joining me now is Jeanette Fang, pianist and co-artistic director for the Garth Newell Music Center in Hot Springs, Virginia. Jeanette, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
So you're spearheading Garth Newell's latest online video series during the pandemic. Can you tell me about it?
We, of course, were wanting to keep our institution very safe and also make sure that nobody is at risk. And so we were faced with the possibility of no events for a pretty long time. And since we are a presenting organization, no events is pretty devastating to all of the arts presenting organizations. And what we wanted to do was find a way to still share music with people. It's in times like these that we actually value the beauty and the power of music more. And I think that it's more necessary in a lot of ways.
Let's talk about one of the videos you posted, How to Perform Chamber Music While Keeping Social Distancing. There's a number of different musicians that are in the video. How did you pull that off? Were you guys playing together when you did that, or how'd that work?
Well, one thing you might notice is that in Bath County, where we are located, there isn't very high internet connection. So for us to play together, even via internet connection, is not really feasible. There's always a little bit of a lag. We recorded each of our tracks individually, so I started, and then what I did was I passed it on to the others in a specific order, and then each individual track was recorded separately, then sent to me, and then I synced it all.
Well, I really enjoyed watching you in the first video. I mean, you really get into it when you're playing. It was just really fun to watch.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun to play.
Well, I think what you guys are doing there at Garth Newell with these videos online, really cool effort during these crazy times we're living in. So thank you for keeping the music going. Jeanette Fang is the pianist and co-artistic director for the Garth Newell Music Center. Jeanette, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Chris.